RCR with Paul Brennan.
The Great New Zealand Handwriting Challenge. Its aim is to raise awareness, build a community of advocates, and ensure handwriting is taught daily in all classrooms to transform, note the word, transform literacy learning. And joining us to talk about this is Dr. Helen Walls. She's an educational researcher, facilitator, 20 years of experience specialising in evidence-based methods to improve writing achievement in schools, double degrees from Vic University, also teaching qualifications as well. And she joins us on RCR. Helen, thanks for coming on. Great to have you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Paul.
First big question. How are we doing on reading and writing in New Zealand? We've told ourselves a good story over many years. Is it true?
No, we're not doing well at all. You know, we have international comparison studies for reading, and in those studies, New Zealand students are performing poorly in comparison with other comparable English-speaking OECD countries. In the last two rounds, I believe, of the Progress in Reading study, we've achieved the lowest mean score out of all of the other comparable countries, you know, countries like the US, Canada, Ireland, England, and so on, Australia. We don't have the international comparison studies for writing, but when things are bad for reading, you know they're going to be worse for writing, and our national studies seem to demonstrate that that is so. In the 2021 pilot of new NCEA standards for literacy, two-thirds of students passed the writing standard, but only one-third passed, two-thirds passed the reading standard, but only one-third passed the writing standard. And most shamefully, of the decile one students who sat that test, only 2% passed the writing standard. So this is
sorry,
really...
Two percent.
And, I spent 12 years of my 18 years as a classroom teacher in a decile one school. I know that this is not a reflection of the potential of these students. It is about the inadequate method. And that, by the way, is not on teachers either. Teachers have not been prepared to teach writing effectively.
Okay, I want to just do a bit of going back here, because I do, and having to talk with you, I've kind of been remembering all those years ago. It was a long time ago now, decades and decades. And I remember, you know, endlessly practicing writing, all of us sitting in a class, and it's up on the blackboard, and we're doing this. And I think it's known as cursive writing, is it, where you join everything up, you know, and it looked like it was sort of off a scroll or something almost. Seems sort of quaint now, but thinking about it, there was artistry involved in that.
Yes.
There was fine motor control involved in that. There was a kind of aesthetic that was achieved that's beyond just random. And I've never forgotten how to write from that. So what's different now?
Well, unfortunately, you know, we just really got off track with nice sounding ideas, not real research, but some very, popular ideas. You know, the Ministry of Education swallowed them and promulgated them. They've changed now, so that's fantastic. But these ideas, you know, from whole language or process writing theories, that children would learn to write as long as they were just motivated by interesting tasks. You know, they told us that children would learn to write naturally, and you know, unfortunately, they made it sound so nice. They used words like natural, joyful, authentic, creative, child-centered, so it was really hard to honestly evaluate these methods. But of course, you know, we don't learn to write naturally. I mean, things like letter formation, of course, you know, we're teaching children an invented code, and to know where to start a letter, for example, the D, you know, how would a child discover for themselves that we start that D in the middle and we start with the anti-clockwise shape and then do the stick and we need to come down as well, you know?
I was just doing that as you mentioned, and it's exactly how I just did it.
Yes.
Without even thinking about it, can automatically remember that.
Well, that is the crucial thing, Paul, is that you can do it without thinking about it. So, you know, handwriting is just, or teaching handwriting well is just of such huge significance to writing development. So I'd really like to spend a bit of time on this, if that's okay, just
Oh, no,
helping
yeah, it's
understand.
yours. Go. We want
It's
to know.
absolutely huge. So three key reasons why we really care about handwriting. And the first is that if children have not automated that skill, if letter formation doesn't feel easy and automatic for them, it will occupy all of their working memory. So working memory is the memory system used in all new learning and all problem-solving situations, and it is highly limited in its capacity. If you want to grasp how limited, imagine if I gave you seven random numbers to remember. That would be a real challenge. So it's very limited for all of us, but especially for children. For a
So that
five
uses up processing power, just trying to remember how to do something. You're crunching all that
Yes.
information, whereas you could have that done as an automatic process. It wouldn't even rate on the CPU.
Exactly. Exactly. Once something has been practiced enough, it will be integrated into long-term memory, and then it feels easy and it feels automatic. But for that five-year-old, the process of writing, or spelling a word is to hear sounds, know what letters to write on the page, and then form them on the page using the handwriting motor skill. Then they visually check the word. Now, if that motor skill aspect is not automatic, it will occupy all of working memory and make it impossible for them to think about anything else. They're quite likely to forget what the word was that they wanted to spell in the first place. But then if they do write something but it's illegible, or we've got a back to front letter, that compromises the visual checking process too. So this is why handwriting is in fact the strongest predictor of writing achievement for our five-year-olds. So if they're good at handwriting, we're likely to see much better writing overall, much more interesting ideas, better work with sentences and punctuation, better spelling, better layout, and so on. We teach handwriting and we set them free. Suddenly they have working memory capacity available to think about all the other things. So that's reason number one, but there are three, and I need to get them all out for the sake of the challenge and for all of these really passionate, committed educators out there who really, like me, just want handwriting to be taught every single day in every single class. So number one is that, that handwriting is to writing what phonics is to reading. We'd never think of teaching reading without teaching phonics. We mustn't ever think about teaching writing without teaching handwriting. It's absolutely that huge and important. The second reason why we really care about handwriting is that it is crucial to confidence and motivation. And so you imagine the experience of the child. They're usually boys, by the way, presenting with fine motor skills difficulties more often, who's sitting in a classroom and he has not yet automated letter formation. Writing feels hard, and then when he looks at his page, it looks messy, it looks babyish, So what happens then is he starts to think, I hate writing, I'm bad at writing, I'm not going to do this anymore. And some children are going to do anything to get out of actually practicing their writing. And then you see what happens is we get rich get richer, poor get poorer. We get the Matthew effects, which we have, a major problem with this on a national level, and we see this, right, with the 2% of Decile 1 students passing the writing standard. So this is another reason. So it's huge for motivation and confidence. But the third and final reason that we really must care about handwriting is that it is crucial to reading development too. So when children practice their letters and their spelling patterns and their words by handwriting those patterns and those words, they remember more than children who practice by typing or using letter tiles or even tracing. Okay, it's self-generated practice with letter forms that makes the difference and gives students, by the way, a strong advantage. It's not just a minor thing, it's a big thing, to the extent actually that children who have received extra instruction in handwriting have outperformed those who have received extra instruction in phonics on word reading. So handwriting is crucial to reading development too. And the reason for that is, and we can intuitively grasp it, I'm sure, when you have to handwrite something, you have to really be really involved. You have to really know what that letter looks like. You have to plan for size, shape, space, speed. You get interesting feedback. Every letter feels a little different as your pencil moves on the paper. Every letter sounds a little bit different. Compare that to typing, where everything feels and sounds the same, okay? But the neuroscientists have used MRI scanning and have actually shown that only handwriting, not typing, not tracing, not letter tiles, only handwriting is actually lighting up and activating and strengthening the brain's orthographic mapping pathway. I'm sorry to use that horrible term. What it means is it's the pathway that we build when we teach early reading. It is a pathway between the sound input area of our brain and the visual input area so that children learn, for example, to associate the sound s with the squiggle on the page that we call S. So handwriting is strengthening this pathway. It actually facilitates the development of this pathway in pre-literate children, so four-year-olds learning letter names. If you have them print the letters, write the letters by hand, suddenly this brain pathway starts to light up. So the mantra here, the thing for people to remember, is that when we teach handwriting, we are building the brain's architecture for learning to read. So, we can have a profound effect. And the other wonderful thing, this is just a bonus, but children love learning to handwrite. Those lessons are going to be the highlight of any teacher's day, any student's day. And it's just good old-fashioned explicit teaching. We just show the children how to form their letters and they practice and we watch and make sure that they're starting their letters in the right place and so on. It's really interesting. I taught handwriting about seven times yesterday in a school in Lower Hutt, wonderful school. Even in the classes where you've got, the tough guys who think it's compulsory to, sort of play up a wee bit, you teach them handwriting, they just can't help themselves. They just can't wait to get into it and to practice.
Wow.
And we'll start with print. It's great to start with print for our 5 and 6 and 7 year olds. That's great for transfer into their reading materials, for example. But cursive is wonderful as well. And from year 4 or 5 up, it's wonderful. It makes handwriting lessons feel age appropriate. Also, it necessitates the correct starting point so you can be explicit about this with children and they understand why we actually care. And as well, cursive is associated with better outcomes for spelling. So that's a great option for our middle and senior teachers. But what we want, Dr. Christine Braid and myself and all of the amazing teachers and specialists that are part of this great New Zealand Handwriting Challenge is just for everyone to be busy sharing this knowledge, and just to make sure that soon we have the best possible handwriting programs happening in every New Zealand classroom every day. It will be the single most important step we can all take to start to address this crisis that we find ourselves in.
Wow, crisis. Well, for me, not being qualified and experienced as you anywhere near it, is it's kind of intuitive. You already know that in your bones because you know how you learn things and kind of how things develop, and it's sort of common sense. There's a lesson in this, I'm just thinking. Don't muck around with new things that don't have any evidence supporting them, and to happy talk at all and kumbaya is one thing. But if you know you've got something that works already and you're prepared to trade that for something you have no idea about apart from warm fuzzies from whoever's selling the program, then that's messing around with, well, in this case, young lives. And the way you laid it out, we could have problem people decades later from this doing this wrong. So there's a lesson there, isn't there? Don't tinker.
Huge.
Don't. Well, why are the unions supporting, the system that sort of done us wrong? What they should know more than anyone at the
I
front line.
don't know. I think when you say, the danger in kumbayaing it, I think that's actually quite perceptive. That's what's happened. We've been, I guess, I don't know, we've been overwhelmed by, as I said, these nice sounding kind of ideas that all sound so sort of, I've got flowers in my hair and we're going to be creative and writing isn't technical, it's joyful, it's creative, it's about self-expression, respond to the writer's voice, and it's just such an oversimplification because actually, I mean, it's true that writing is creative, but if we want students to be really writing with sort of the freedom to express themselves, themselves without being dragged down by the sea anchor of the technical skills, the handwriting and the spelling. I mean, that's what we want, right? We want to teach those things so that they feel easy, and then we set the children free and they can focus on the other stuff. But if we don't teach those technical skills well and first and realize that they are the number one first priority in the first couple of years at school, then children waste years because they're sitting in writing classes. The teacher might be a year five class. The teacher's teaching them to use a rhetorical question or to describe the setting with a simile. She might be a wonderful, vibrant, incredible, committed teacher, but if that child still has an unaddressed handwriting difficulty, every time he or she goes to write, all they will be able to think about is letter formation. And that's just about the reality of memory systems. And it's not about intelligence at all. It's just about automating these lower level skills so that working memory can think about all of the other wonderful things. So yeah, there is a lesson there. And we really do need to really think about what kind of research we're using to inform our teaching methods now. And it's excellent that the minister has decided we need a science of learning curriculum, and our new curriculum is largely quite sound and evidence-based. So that's a really good start. So we're going to now be, of course, using methods that are supported by studies which have used the scientific method. That's the key thing, right? The scientific method, because that keeps researchers honest. The people that told us about, oh, writing is just this joyful creative act and just let them just write and express themselves and not worry about spelling and handwriting, those things will somehow sort themselves out. They never actually conducted
Well,
any
no, it
real
may, from what
research.
I'm hearing from you, it means if you don't get it right, there's a limit, there's a crimp on creativity. You're actually going to block it off.
Exactly. And what the handwriting difficulty does is it hides the child's intelligence. It hides their natural creativity. When teachers sort handwriting, I promise, I've seen this happen so many times. I've got so many wonderful writing samples, that show growth over a couple of terms or even 10 weeks. When teachers and solve a student's handwriting difficulty, everything in the writing is
Yeah,
transformed.
like watch out.
Yeah, watch out. Everything transforms. You see more interesting, more coherent ideas. You see greater competence with the sentence and with sentence punctuation. And of course, children are going to love writing as well. It really pains me to think of those, especially those older boys who've been struggling with this problem for such a long time. And it's
Because
so
they'll think they're
unnecessary.
thick, a lot of
Well,
them.
yeah, they
And
feel
then
like.
that shame, and then that's all
Exactly.
sorts of a can of worms right there.
Exactly. And it's just nothing to do with that at all. And it's just such an easy problem for us to solve. I mean, it is when we get them early. That's the thing too, Paul. We really need for junior teachers to be given license to focus on first things
Well,
first.
can they do the job? Because I wonder if, the unions have a position, because a lot of their members are incapable of or have been disconnected from this way of teaching and don't have those skills themselves, perhaps.
Well, yeah, teachers can do this, and I know that they want to. They just need to be armed with the knowledge. The minute you tell teachers this stuff, they're like, ah, that makes sense. Or
Because
we
they
have
want an easier
old.
ride in the classroom,
Well,
it's going to work, it's going to be a better experience, isn't it?
and they care about their children. We have a wonderful, committed profession out there. They simply haven't been equipped with the methods that work, So you tell teachers this, and they're excited and they want to get into it. And so we just need for all senior leaders to get on board. Yes, the union. I have heard a few funny comments from Mark Potter about this not being so important, or it sounding archaic or something at the end of last year. That's really not good enough. He needs to get on board with this too. Although I think there's someone new as our key union person this year, but the unions really must get on board. It's unethical to discourage the teaching of handwriting in classrooms. It's totally unethical. It's the one thing that really must happen every single day of the year in every single New Zealand classroom.
Well,
We
just look
just
how
need
they
to
treated
talk about
them
it.
over mandates, just saying, their own union. Okay, how do people get engaged with the Great New Zealand Handwriting Challenge, Helen?
Okay, so please join our Facebook group. I think I've sent a link through to you guys. Also, there's a website. We're having a few issues with the website at the moment, but the direct link will take you there. So you can sign up, and then we'll be sending you information about events that will be hopefully running throughout the year. You know, last year I ran some free webinars about the why, what, and how. So we'll do a few more of those this year. But also, you know, we're kind of thinking, we've got a Facebook group too. Did I mention that? So join the Facebook group. We're kind of thinking we need to pivot slightly. The goal was to teach handwriting every day in every New Zealand classroom. Now, luckily, we have got some good, strong handwriting objectives, teaching objectives in our new literacy curriculum. So this might be now about really making sure that the programs are top quality. I'm also thinking, Paul, that it would be great for parents to be talking about this, because if your 5-year-old is not receiving the instruction that they need, you need to get on top of it, because handwriting is a wonderful thing to teach, and it's a relatively easy thing to teach, especially when we do it early. But what happens if we don't do it early, is sometimes you see children actually automate wrong formation.
Right.
So they'll
And lock
practice
it in.
that
They
from
bake and then they bake that in, I would
They've,
imagine.
it's baked in.
Yeah.
And then that's really a worst case scenario, because we're going to have to unteach that
Oh yeah.
automated skill in order to start moving
And
them forward
reteach.
again.
Yeah.
It can be done, but it really means throwing everything at it. And sometimes it's very, very hard. Sometimes we're really banging our head against a brick wall. So parents out there, check that, if you have a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old, that they are getting what they need every
Well,
day for
what you'd do, you'd
handwriting.
say, write me some letters. Let's see what you can do. And it would be obvious if it's not quite where you think it
Exactly.
should be.
Just that's it. Just ask them to write, the letters of the alphabet that they know. I hope most parents would know about where those letters start, although some of our parents went through school in the last sort of 20 or 30 years and didn't get instruction in handwriting either. So there are even young teachers actually who don't know about correct starting
Well, that was
points, no
my
fault
question
of their own.
before. Yeah. All right. The passion, the enthusiasm is just fantastic, Helen. Good on you. Dr. Helen Walls, we were talking about the Great New Zealand Handwriting Challenge. You heard about how you can connect with that and with the play of this, there'll be associated links. Thanks for coming on RCR, Helen.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, everyone, so much. Get on board with the challenge.